Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. You know that feeling when you scroll through your phone for what feels like 5 minutes, but reality has somehow marched on for 2 hours? Yeah, me too. And trust me, we're not alone in this digital quicksand. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind screen addiction and how our brains get hijacked by those dopamine hits from likes, notifications, and endless scrolling. Buckle up, because things are about to get real, insightful, and maybe a little bit eye-opening. Before we jump in, remember, this isn't about demonizing technology. It's about understanding the powerful game that's being played with our brains and learning how to play smarter. So grab your coffee, comfy spot, and get ready for some real talk. Alright, first things first. Dopamine. This neurotransmitter is essentially our brain's reward chemical. Think of it as the little yay signal that tells us something is good, pleasurable, and worth repeating. And let me tell you, those constant notifications, likes, and fresh content on our screens are expertly engineered to trigger a flood of dopamine. Every time we engage, we get a quick hit, creating a feedback loop that's hard to resist. Ever notice how just checking your phone for a sec can turn into an hour-long rabbit hole? That's dopamine doing its thing. Now, this isn't inherently bad. Dopamine is essential for motivation, learning, and enjoying life's little pleasures. The problem arises when we become addicted to the artificial dopamine rush from screens, making it harder to feel satisfaction in real-life experiences. Think about it. That sunset you were supposed to enjoy? That meaningful conversation with a friend? Suddenly, they seem less exciting than scrolling through another endless feed of curated perfection. Here's where things get really interesting. Our brains are wired for novelty and stimulation. The constant stream of new content on social media feeds this craving like wildfire, leaving us constantly seeking the next dopamine hit. This can lead to a state of chronic dissatisfaction. We always feel like we need more, better, faster, even when we're surrounded by abundance. And that brings us to the crucial point. Breaking free from the cycle doesn't mean ditching technology altogether. It's about creating healthy boundaries and reclaiming control over our attention. That means being mindful of how much time we spend on screens, actively choosing what content we consume, and prioritizing real-world experiences that bring genuine joy. Imagine this. You finally put down your phone and step outside. You take a deep breath of fresh air, notice the vibrant colors of nature, and feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Suddenly, you're present in the moment, fully engaged with your surroundings, and experiencing true satisfaction. That's the power of breaking free from digital overload that opens up space for real connection, genuine experiences, and a sense of inner peace that no amount of screen time can provide. Now let me share a quick example. Remember that friend who always seems glued to their phone even during conversations? They might be experiencing that dopamine rush every time they get a notification, making it hard to fully engage in a moment. But imagine if they consciously put their phone aside and truly listened, wouldn't that create a more meaningful connection? The key takeaway here is this. Understanding how dopamine works is just the first step. It's about being aware of the game, setting healthy boundaries, and making conscious choices that prioritize real-life experiences and genuine connections over artificial stimulation. Remember, you have the power to reclaim your time, attention, and ultimately, your happiness. Take a deep breath, step away from the screen when you need to, and remember life is happening right here, right now. So go out there and live it fully. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey towards digital well-being. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and remember, you are in control of your digital destiny.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.